It's 88.5 KCSN, Nick Harcourt with you, hosting the morning show here. And I'm happy to welcome a bunch of English guys to the studio this morning. Tom O'Dell with Friends. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, good, man. How are you?
Nice to meet you. Thanks for getting up.
Yeah, no, it's a pleasure.
You did well. Yeah. Why don't we hear a little bit of music, and then we'll come back and chat. The album, obviously, is something we can talk about, but you're going to play us a couple of songs to get things underway.
Yeah.
what's the first one?
We'll play Another Love first.
All right, here we go. It's Tom O'Dell on KCSN. It's the morning show in the Concord.
I wanna take you somewhere, so you know I can, but it's so cold and I don't know where. I brought you daffodils and a pretty string, but they won't flower like the last spring. And I wanna kiss you, make you feel alright. I'm just so tired to share my nights. I wanna cry and I wanna love, but all my tears have been used up on another love, all my tears have been used up on another love. Oh, my tears have been used up on another love, oh, my tears have been used up. Somebody hurts you, I wanna fight. My hand's been broken too many times. I use my voice, I'll be so damn rude. Words they always win, I know I lose. And yeah, I'd sing a song that it features stars, but I sang them all to another heart. Cause I wanna cry, I wanna learn to love. But all my tears have been used up on another love, another love. My tears have been used up on another love. coffee stain on a windowsill. A bad translation to a foreign film. Just wandering round with you. Just wandering town with you. Tiny cracks on the city stone. Oh, welcome back to your troubled home. Just wandering round with you. Just wandering town with you.
Beautiful. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, man.
Tom O'Dell is our guest in studio here this morning at KCSN. I'm Nick Harcourt, and let's catch up a little bit, mate. I only just met you about half an hour or so ago, and I'm always impressed when you can get a bunch of English guys up in the morning here to come and play music. So that's our first thank you for doing that.
No worries.
And coming in as well. But let's get a little bit of background as well. Obviously, we know the single that we've heard, the first single, Another Love. Mm. But America is still, even though you've been here a few times now, and I believe just crisscrossed the country for three weeks, it's still new for us. You're still new for us.
Yeah, sure.
I guess. So let's get a bit of background. I know that you're a young chap and you've been writing songs about 10 or 11 years or something like that. What was the defining moment for you as a kid when you decided that music was something for you?
I don't know. I think it was about when I was about 12 or 13 and I suddenly discovered songwriting. I discovered Elton John and Paul Simon and Bob Dylan and fell in love with Arcade Fire, and I think I playing piano before then, I was always, you know, I had lessons, and it was very, you know, there was a structure.
Oh, you're trained, right? You've had lessons, as you said.
I was always very bad at it, but you know, I'd sort of have lessons, and they'd send me away with a piece of music of Chopin, and then come back learning a Jerry Lee Lewis song, and my teacher would be really hacked off with me.
Sure.
But then I discovered songwriting, and I discovered there was like a freedom and a place I could escape in, and that. And when I discovered that, it was like I was just bowled over by it, and I, you know, I'd come back from school and just play around for 2 hours every night. I was obsessed with it from about 13.
So, but what was the spark? What was the spark there for you? I mean, obviously, you've been playing piano since how old? How old were you when you started?
About 6 or 7.
All right, so you started playing piano, and you're inducted into the classically trained way of doing things, as you mentioned, Chopin or whatever. Something must have got you when you said, "I want to write songs on this thing."
I don't know. I think it was probably hearing. You know, it was accumulation of things. It was hearing, you know, Bob Dylan and hearing Elton John and. You know, and but also I think it was a self-discovery in that I realized I could, there was a freedom, and there was a place where there was no rules. You know, when you're a kid, there's so many rules. You know, your mum tells you go here, you
sure.
go to school, you have to have lunch at a certain time, and I really hated that, and I think it was a place where I just could do whatever the hell I liked, you know, and I think, you know, it was a few albums like Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. It was Hunky Dory by David Bowie, you know, Ziggy.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I mean, it was, you know, and also like, you know, Arcade Fire. And I was very into Ben Folds as well. He really, I seem to attach myself to people that play piano.
Well, not surprisingly, yeah. I guess. So when you actually did start writing, clearly had an understanding of the instrument. What about the words? How did lyrics develop for you?
I think they came kind of in a way that I was sort of separately writing things down in a notebook, and then I sort of just, as time went on with songwriting, I discovered that I could put them to music, and it would have an effect on the words more so than just reading them. You know, a melody, when you attach a melody to the word, it can give it a whole new meaning and give it a lot of emotion. I think that was that period as well when I was 13. But they were very simple lyrics back then. They were very, you know, I love you, baby. Pretty simple now, to be honest with you.
Well, that's what all the best songs are about. Either I love you, baby, or come back, baby, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, they're the ones that get me anyway.
I want to kill myself, baby. Yeah, it's just a variation on a theme.
Yeah.
Really. So once you started writing, obviously, you had a few things. I mean, you know, when you're a teenager, oh, life's intense all the way through, in my experience. But when you're a teenager, you feel things so passionately.
Yeah.
Tell us about some of those early songs. I mean, you said they were just "I love you, baby" or whatever. But you know, give us an understanding of how you began to learn the craft of songwriting.
Well, I was obsessed with two things. I was obsessed with a girl at school that definitely didn't like me back.
God, I hate that.
And I was also obsessed with mortality for some reason. So all my songs were either about, like, I had this song "Spider," which is actually floating around online, for quite frustratingly, but it's it was about watching this spider sort of grow its web and then eventually die, and it really, I don't know. I think I was being a lot more profound than I actually was being. It was just a spider. And
it must have been an interesting day.
Yeah, so it was a lot of mortality song. I was obsessed with the idea of like the fact that when you die, it all ends. You know, it's very depressing. I won't go into it because I don't want to. It's a morning. It's Tuesday. I don't want to.
It's all right. I think about this.
Crash their cars.
I think about this stuff every day, mate. So,
so a lot of those songs. But then I discovered that. I think I discovered that when I played them back to myself, although it felt very satisfying, to be, you know, almost cathartic to get these thoughts out onto a piece of paper or onto a song. When I listened back to them, they didn't move me as much as the song about the girl that didn't, the unrequited love. So it was just all a discovery, and you know how, you know, I think the thing is with songwriting, it just takes time, doesn't it? And you learn. And I think one of the best advice I was ever given when I was sort of 15, 16, I met this teacher, and he said to me, you've just got to write and finish a song, and then write and finish another one, because from each song you learn something. instead of trying to write a good song, just write a song.
Just keep writing.
Yeah, and that's something I definitely just, you know, really, I don't, if I didn't, it sounds like a really simple bit of advice, but if I hadn't had that, I don't think I would have been able to do it. You know, because it's like, if you approach each song like it's going to be the song, you're screwed.
Yeah, because how can every song be that way?
Yeah.
You just got to keep writing them and keep the good ones.
And that's how, you know, like Another Love came. Like, I don't really remember thinking much of it after I wrote it, but then, you know, a friend heard it and...
And the rest is history.
And the rest is history.
As they say. So over in England, obviously, you're pretty well known over there. You're doing all right over there. And you won the Brit Award this year, right? First guy to win it for a few years.
Yeah, which was very strange.
And that's got to change things, though, a little bit, right? All of a sudden, you're on everybody's radar. How do you deal with that?
It brought a huge blessing in that before I won it, no one knew of my music. Or a few people knew of my music.
Sure.
A few people were excited about my music. And then when I won it, all of a sudden, everyone, whether they like it or not, listens to it.
Right.
And so we ended up, you know, for a few months after it, we sort of have these people come to our gigs sort of stroking their chins going, you know, it's good, but that vocal wasn't very good. And you sort of can't help but thinking, well, I didn't ask you to come to my gig. Like, go away.
Yeah, you don't like it.
Yeah. So it's interesting because it's such a mainstream award that it brought with it so much sort of baggage because there's so much success.
Right.
But, it, you know, at the same time, so many people heard the songs. And that's one of the hardest things as a new artist is just to literally...
Is to be heard.
Is to be heard.
Absolutely. So, as you said, it's very fortunate. So, listen, we're going to throw it back to you to wrap up our program this morning.
Cool.
We got a couple of minutes left. And I do appreciate you coming in with everybody this morning. And is this a show tonight? Tomorrow.
No. Is it tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
At the El Rey Theatre. Beautiful, beautiful venue. Yeah. What are you going to finish up with, mate?
I'm going to finish up with Grow Old With Me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks. Good to meet you. We're going to take this up to the top of the hour. Jim Nelson will take over for the rest of the day. Thanks again.
Thank you. Cheers.
I can feel you breathing with your hair on my skin as we lie here within the night. I'll pull the sheets when it's cold on your feet, 'cause you'll fall back to sleep every time. Grow old with me, let us share what we see, and all the best it could be, just you and I. And our hands, they might age, and our bodies will change, but we'll still be the same as we are. Hair ain't so blonde, and our children have sung, we ride. Now sing, grow old with me, let us share what we see.